Boston Rob.
Here we go.
She's my cherry pie. Cool drink of wine, that's a sweet surprise. Tastes so good, make a grown man cry. Sweet cherry pie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This one goes out to Eddie. Taking out.
Yeah, that's right, Eddie.
Unfairly. I'm taking this one for home for us, baby.
Swinging on the front porch, swinging on the lawn. Swinging where we want, cause there's nobody home. Swinging to the left and swinging to the right. I think about baseball, swing all night. Yeah. Swinging it. Swinging in the living room, swinging in the kitchen. Mom's fucked up cause you're too busy pitching. Swinging in there cause you wanna meet her, feed her. Mixed up the batter and she licked the beater. I scream, you scream, I scream for her. Don't even try cause you can't ignore her. She's my cherry pie. Cool drink of water, such a sweet surprise. Tastes so good, make a grown man cry. Sweet cherry pie.
Boston Rob.
Boston Rob. How about that?
Yeah.
Damn.
That was for you, Eddie.
That was good.
Aww. I love you. You're my boy.
Thanks.
Aww.
All right. That was Boston Rob singing Cherry Pie. Nice. I am up next.
What you singing, Mike?
Singing a little Audio Slave, Like a Stone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Wow. Are you crazy?
That's a tough one, dude. Good luck.
Yes, I am crazy.
You go
crazy.
From the Eagles to Audio Slave?
Wow. Very ambitious.
Damn, fool.
This, this one's going out to all the Vietnamese ladies over 40. Out in Mira Mesa. All right.
On a cold wet afternoon in a room full of emptiness by a freeway, I confess I was lost in the pages of a book full of death, reading how we'll die alone, and if we're good, we'll lay to rest anywhere we want to go, in your house alone.
I emptied the tank.
Wow.
All right. Up next,
Can somebody crank their phones in the studio so the people in here can hear?
Yeah, sure.
I've been doing that when you guys have been studying.
I can't because I got to mix you.
I'll do it.
Okay. I got to mix you. All right, are you ready? Sky, for your second song.
Yes.
What will you be singing this evening?
I will be attempting Fiona Apple Criminal.
Oh, now, for those of you that are just tuning in right now, you are listening to Mikey Idol. It's the 28-hour show marathon. We began this odyssey at 6 o'clock this morning. In 10 minutes, we will have been going for 12 hours straight. We will still have 13, 14, 15, 16 hours left to go. We will not be at the halfway point in 10 minutes. But we are ready to begin. Are you ready, Sky?
Not really.
All right, here we go.
Shoulders back and forth,
okay.
Like into it.
That's
you don't
right.
need to talk
That's
at a
right.
school.
Oh,
That's yeah. right. You don't need to talk at a school.
All right, we go to the phones, 570-1053. You're going to be voting for Boston Rob, myself, or Sky. Now, are we going to do 20 again? We're going to do 20 votes again?
Sure.
Okay. And then the top two move on to the finals. Mikey Show, who you want to vote for?
Boston Rob.
Mikey Show, who you want to vote for?
Mikey.
Mikey Show, who you want to vote for?
Sky, all the way.
Who would you like to vote for?
Oh, for Mikey.
Who would you like to vote for?
P1 Remy for B-Rob.
Who would you like to vote for?
Mikey.
Who would you like to vote for?
B-Rob.
Who would you like to vote for?
Mikey.
Who would you like to vote for?
Mikey.
Who would you like to vote for?
Sky.
Who would you like to vote for?
Sky.
Give me your vote.
Ashley.
That one doesn't count. Who would you like to vote for?
Sky.
Who would you like to vote for?
Mikey.
How many do we have?
12.
Oh, wait, sorry. Your mic wasn't on.
Oh, 12.
We have 12. Mikey Show, who you want to vote for?
Boston Rob.
Who would you like to vote for?
Mikey, buddy.
Who would you like to vote for?
Mikey.
Who would you like to vote for?
Sky.
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 Who'd you like to vote for?
Mikey.
How many, Sean?
20.
Oh! That's 20 right there?
Yeah.
Do we have a clear cut or do we need to take more?
Top two?
We need a top two.
Yeah, we have a top two.
Oh! Sean, I need you to please tell me who is...
You
not?
Dramatic, Sean.
Yeah, who is not?
No.
Yeah,
you tell, you know, gather you three up.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right, that's right, that's right.
Say one person's in, and then it's down the last two, and then the other person.
There you go.
Make it all dramatic and stuff.
I don't get it, but yeah, that's true. What he's
you,
saying.
You know what I'm
right?
talking about?
You know what he's saying.
I do know what you mean.
You know what he's saying. Go ahead.
It won't quite work. But anyway.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so one person that can have a seat in the winner's circle.
Go ahead.
Will be Mikey. You can have a seat
wow.
in the winner's
wow.
circle.
Wow. Oh, wow. Wow. I am happy and happy. Thank you.
We have two people left. Boston Rob and Sky. It was close. No, it wasn't close. It was a total blowout. Sky, go ahead. Have a seat.
Oh, there you go.
Boston Rob, you're going home.
There you go.
Pack your bags.
Oh, no. Very sorry. Very sorry, Boston.
I want to go home.
I know, especially when you consider...
My home isn't nice.
...that coming up, he was going to be singing If This Is It by...
Huey Lewis and the
Huey
News.
Huey Lewis and the News.
That was going to be the take it home prize.
Recount.
All right, now we got it. Now we got to draw again. We got to draw again.
ID.
To see who goes first. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good idea. We got an idea.
Yeah.
The Mikey Show 28-Hour Marathon is brought to you by KSWB Channel 569. Tune in Thursday night for Smallville at 8 o'clock. The official home of the Mikey Show 28-Hour Marathon is...
K-I-O-Z, San Diego's Rock.
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Yeah, that's...
All right. Welcome to the 28-Hour Marathon. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we have now officially been on the air for 12 straight hours.
This is dumb.
No music, no commercials.
Woo!
All right, Sky, it's down to you and I.
That's right, my friend.
I'm reaching in to draw. Will I go first or will I go second?
Let's see.
I have drawn number one.
Oh,
that
tough.
Means you get to leave the last impression, Sky.
Oh, goodness.
What's your third song?
My third song, ladies and gentlemen.
Karaoke style?
No, it is not.
Oh, damn. You didn't use one karaoke. Sorry, girls. Awful.
Sorry, Colonel.
Yeah, sorry, Bobby Colonel.
I know you worked real hard.
Oh.
Aw, how cute is he?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, we're idiots.
I will be singing Neil Diamond, Coming to America.
Oh,
wow.
Huge.
Well,
huge.
Wow.
Thank you very much. This one's going out to all of our military out there killing towel heads. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Doing your part in Iraq. Take down those camel jockeys trying to bring us down. Let's go. Far. We've been traveling far. Without a home. Thank you. But not without a star. Free. Only want to be free. We huddle close. We hang on to a dream. Yes, that's right. All of you listening out there. On the boats and on the planes. They come into America. Never looking back again. They come into America. Home. Don't seem so far away. We're traveling light today. In the eye of the storm. In the eye of the storm. Singing all this with my yarmulke on. Thank you. To a new and a shiny place. Make our bed and we'll say our grace. Freedom's light burning warm. Freedom's light burning warm. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Mikey Diamond. Everywhere around the world, they come into America. Every time that flag's unfurled, they come into America. Oh, sorry, I'm having a heart attack. All right, thank you very much.
That
is
that was good. Really good.
Coming to America. Thank you very much. Neil Diamond.
More of an impression than singing.
Whatever, man.
But still, points, guys. Still a nice impression.
Listen, I had to bring it home as strong as I could.
That was pretty strong. I wish I could do voices, but...
Well, really.
Oh.
We'll see what happens.
Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting tactic of attacking me.
Well, I'm just saying. Pretty obvious.
What are you going to be singing, Sky?
Okay. I didn't actually think I was going to make it this far, so I probably should have saved one of those songs till the end, but I will be doing Alanis Morissette, Hand in My Pocket.
You mean Alanis Morissette, one of the biggest beatings of all time.
She's not a beating.
And you're going to be singing that song, Hand in My Pocket.
Holy crap, she's awesome, Sky. Dude.
Sky, are
I'm
you ready?
I'm nervous for you.
Are you ready?
You should be.
Are you?
Those were two low-register songs.
Yes.
This one's tough. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this one's up
you
a little bit.
You got this, girl. Thank
Come on,
you,
Sky.
Ashley. Thank
are you ready, Sky?
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
Gentlemen, Sky.
Wow.
Doing a hand in my pocket.
Again.
Hand in my pocket.
Yes.
So good, Sky.
All right, folks. 570-1053. You gotta give us a call. You gotta vote for me or Sky.
You're my dog pal. Woo, woo, woo.
That's right.
Who let their dogs out?
Woo.
Okay.
All right, Ashley. All right.
That's kind of different.
So now, are we gonna take 20?
Yes.
Take 20.
Oh, I want to vote.
You guys nervous?
I am.
Yeah.
Mikey, show who you want to vote for.
Mikey.
Who do you want to vote for?
I vote for you, Mikey.
Who do you want to vote for?
Mikey.
Who are you voting for?
Sky.
Who are you voting for?
Sky's the man.
Who are you voting for?
Sky.
I don't want to be the man.
Who are you voting for?
Mikey Diamond.
Who are you voting for?
Sky.
Who you voting for?
Sky.
Who you voting for?
Mikey.
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 Who you voting for?
Mikey for the military.
Who you voting for?
I'm voting for Sky, bro.
Who you voting for?
Mikey Diamond.
Who you voting for?
Sky.
Who you voting for?
Sky.
Who you voting for?
Mikey.
How many is that?
19. One more.
Who are you voting for?
Sky.
Holy cow, that's
wow.
close.
God.
Holy
oh
cow.
God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Holy
oh
cow.
God.
God.
Oh, my God.
This is the greatest title ever.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. We gotta,
oh, my God.
Listen,
oh
we got to we gotta have the dramatics.
This is Bo Bice and What's-Her-Face all over again.
Yeah, Bo Bice and What's-Her-Face.
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah. Carrie
Underwood
is
yeah. her face.
Crazy.
Oh, man.
Who is this? Somebody gonna get robbed again?
Sean?
All the votes are in.
Oh, my God. Oh,
holy
God.
Cow. Holy oh, cow.
I'm going to
throw
cow. Up.
Murmur,
literally.
Murmur.
Yeah, murmur.
Murmur. Murmur. Murmur. Murmur. Murmur.
Murmur. Murmur. Murmur.
Murmur. And Sky, you are not safe. Mikey, you've won.
Oh,
that's sweet, Sean. That's sweet.
Ouch.
I see what you're trying to do there.
It was the tally.
The tally was 11 votes Mikey, 9 votes Scott.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that was close.
Son of a bee.
My hat's off to you.
And my opponent was outstanding. We are going to tour together with Marty Casey, and he will be doing trees.
Nice.
And thank you very much. Well, that was the most exhausting hour of the 28-hour show.
Oh, that was awesome.
At some point, Eddie.
Yes.
At some point, can we still hear Boston Rob do "If This Is It"?
This is it.
Yeah, can I still do
absolutely
my humps?
Yeah, and I'd like to hear Ashley
right,
do
here's what
her
we
humps.
Humps. Why don't you play one of our older bits so I can kind of start setting up for your cooking show?
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. We're going to play one of our older things for people to get an idea of what the Mikey Show is all about. For people that are listening for the first time, if you're listening to the Mikey Show for the first time, that's why we're doing this. Because, and by the way, we are 4 hours away from doing the movies.
Oh.
We'll do The Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Rings, starting at 10 o'clock. You better have already rented it. It's the regular standard version. And then we're going to do Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory after that. We're going to have you started at home with us. My mom is here.
Yeah.
We are going to be doing a video together and letting the show critique. We're going to be submitting a video, of course, for the Food Network. And we got our concept of a mother-son show.
Real quick, I got to give props out to the Gas Lamp Strip Club,
mm-hmm.
which is actually a restaurant, not a actual strip club.
Yeah, it is a restaurant that sells strips of beef.
Yes. And they got poles and everything, right?
No, they do not.
No, this is
nothing dirty. Restaurant. It is a fine, high-class establishment.
They have brought us dinner tonight.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Ribeyes. Mac and cheese, salad, and mushrooms.
Holy
amazing,
cow.
Man. They hooked us up.
Real.
So thank you, Gas Lamp Strip Club.
All right, folks, if you've never heard the Mikey Show, that's why we're doing this, to expose new people to the show. This is something we do called Tough Love with Eddie.
Folks, you don't need to stretch out.
I like to limber up.
Well, it's not necessary. Well, it's not.
Sky, you don't realize that helping people really takes a lot out of you physically.
I'm sure.
And this segment is called Tough Love with Eddie, and people write in.
You want to pull a groin?
He's doing a groin stretch right there.
All right, that's great.
People write in, and they ask for advice, and we have Eddie give out the advice because... I've known Eddie for a long time, and one thing that I know about Eddie is that he shoots from the hip, and he doesn't tell you what you want to hear. He tells you what you need to hear. And that's why we call it tough love.
No placation for me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Maybe sometimes it may hurt to hear, but that's why it's called tough love. That's Scott.
You're the type of person that kind of slowly takes the Band-Aid off. Well, I rip it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to deal with it. Just give it.
That's right.
Well, that's hurtful when you do it.
But you know what? It's quick and it's easier in the long run.
Yeah, that's right. The healing can begin quicker.
He's just being vituperating. It's no big deal.
Thank you.
Yep.
What?
All right. Our first letter reads, Dear Eddie, I need some of your tough love. I do okay initially with the ladies. I'm a good-looking guy and I think I have a decent personality. But once it comes to the intimate part, the ladies aren't that into it. Well, I finally found out why. I went out with this chick last week, and when I went in for the kiss, she said she had to be honest. I have bad breath. Now, on one hand, I'm relieved to know what the problem is, but on the other than chewing gum, I'm not sure what to do. Got any advice? Signed, P1 Steve in OB. Eddie?
Dear supercalifragilistic, you have really bad halitosis. Now, this is actually good news for me, man. I need some paint removed from my walls, so if you just schedule a time to come over and leave on my place, it would be great.
That's rude, Eddie. That doesn't even work.
All right, fine.
Eddie is doing paint work.
So your breath smells like you've been chewing on a cadaver, huh? Well, my first piece of advice is to stop cleaning yourself with your tongue. I know those hard-to-reach places can really stink. Now, second.
Yeah.
Your mouth sounds like a Mexican food dumpster, so go ahead and start using bleach as mouthwash. Now, if that doesn't cure the funk, then you may want to wrap that baby diaper of a mouth of yours around a shotgun barrel. I heard the taste of gunpowder can do wonders.
Well, you didn't help anyone.
How do you know?
He helped.
Well, because it's obvious.
We'll find out
later. Yeah.
I'm sure later Steve will be in touch.
Later we'll see if we can hear it.
He'll write you back and say, you know what? I don't clean myself with my tongue.
You don't know that.
You don't know that.
How do you know he does?
Because he smells like ass.
Our next letter reads.
He's got that Zachly mouth. Smells exactly like his ass.
Oh, gosh. Nice.
Oh, good one.
Our next letter reads.
Thank you. I'll be here all day.
Next letter reads, Dear Eddie, I have a problem that I imagine is the exact opposite of what most women have to deal with. You see, I am really big up top.
Oh, my.
The older I get, the worse my back becomes because of the weight of my breasts. My doctor suggested I have breast reduction surgery, but the problem is I don't have the money or the credit to have it done. I'm at the end of my rope. Do you have any advice? Signed, P1 Dawn from Lakeside. Eddie?
Dear the good, the bad, and the juggy. a little confused. And your problem is...
pain, Eddie. Excruciating back pain.
Sky, it's like she's saying, I have too much money, and I want to get rid of it.
You have to carry a lot of money on your chest. Someone would say that.
Money sucks, and I hate it because I'm a total idiot whose brains are in her chi-chi.
Just take your dumb advice.
Fine, I will. I have a surefire way for you to make enough money for your surgery and then some.
What?
It's a simple little job that doesn't even require extensive schooling. It's actually a new fad on the internet called milking.
What?
Okay. What? Well, Mikey, I know you don't, peruse these sites, but
no.
Actually, they dress you up like a cow and hook up milking machines to your udders.
Come on, man.
Oh, it's a thing. Just because you have big breasts doesn't mean you're lactating.
It's a thing. I'm not one of those crazy kids that goes to those sites.
And Sky, is that true?
What do you mean?
If you have big breasts, it doesn't mean you're producing milk?
Shut up.
Of course
it does.
I thought you
have to be lactating. You have to have birth.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Honestly, I thought they were swollen with milk.
Excuse me.
Shut up.
Can I get back to helping Dawn?
Please, please do. Please do.
Dawn, just give me a call and I'll bust right over. I'll show you some tapes on the boob tube. And I'll keep you abreast of all the new moves.
Stop it.
Lastly, I'd like to say the word nipples.
Thank you. It's just blatant.
Come on. Just trying to help people.
Dawn, contact nipples. Your insurance company. They'll cover most of it.
You're not a doctor. We don't need you.
An insurance company will cover that surgery.
They'll sue you if you give them out bad advice like that.
Oh, what? Screaming out the word nipples is helpful. Okay. My bad.
At least you're admitting it. All right. Give me another one, Mikey.
I got another one in me, buddy.
You're out of hand.
Our next letter reads, Dear Eddie, I'm having a hard time with my finances right now. Like, really, really bad. I have a small apartment in PB, and as it is, I can barely afford it. I have a part-time job, but it's just not enough. I heard you guys talking about The Apprentice, too, and it got me to thinking, maybe I can work for you guys.
Aww.
That would be awesome. What do I have to do to sign up? How did last year's person win? That's signed P1 Anonymous in PB. Eddie?
Dear Boston Rob.
Wait a second.
I didn't write that.
Dude, you already work here. First of all, shouldn't you be screening phone calls or dreaming up a new stunt idea? Or I mean, what are you doing writing me? I thought you were doing okay with the Rock 105 paycheck and all the can collecting. Now you're resorting to trying to do The Apprentice again? I mean, seriously, bro? I mean, what you need to do... Oh, wait, this can't be Boston Rob. They spelled anonymous right.
Why don't you just help the guy?
All right, fine. Dear P1 Anonymous. You should absolutely enter The Apprentice, too, but don't do what last year's winner did, okay? He liked show tunes and angered 4th and B, okay?
We don't need to insult Levi while we're doing so.
He angered our program director was named after jeans.
Okay.
Do not go that route, okay?
We don't need to bring him into
the... Named after jeans.
Listen, everyone. Instead,
it's as cute as Wrangler.
This is for Jordash.
Okay.
All right, come on. Keep your waitresses. Okay. Do what Boston Rob did, actually. You actually follow Boston Rob's little example. Constantly be a no-show. Speak with a thick Boston accent. And become good friends of ours so we feel really bad for wanting to fire you. And we'll want to, trust me. So, P1 Anonymous, good luck growing out your hair and rarely taking a shower. Enjoy.
Oh, that was a good batch today.
Yeah. Can you hear that?
Oh, God.
Coming up, Claremont Mesa Boulevard.
Yeah, maybe you should open your ears up, Sky. Huh?
They are open. I've heard a lot of trash for the last 10
minutes.
Then
you would hear.
Turn your ears up.
They're screaming at us.
All right.
You would hear the sound of healing.
Yeah, you're welcome there, San Diego.
And there it is. For those of you that have never heard
That's
the Mikey
what I'm talking
show before.
About.
Got a little tough love with Eddie.
Man, sounds I like can that. Listen to that 28 straight hours.
Well, Eddie, that's you that you were
well,
listening
that's,
to.
Well, that sound good.
Dude, how bizarre is this? When we got here this morning, it looked like this.
Yeah.
It was dark.
Yeah.
How
do you feel?
I feel fine right now. I never hit that area during the day, but I don't. Traditionally, when we do the 28-hour show during the day, I don't ever hit a wall. I hit my wall somewhere around... I start to hit my first wall somewhere around 10 o'clock at night. Then I get over that, and where it hits again, full force, is about 2 o'clock in the morning. And I mean bad. From 2 to 5 a.m., I get that feeling where I'm going, maybe we just, like, put on a long record or blah, blah, blah. And, we can't. But that's a time where I feel like, I might wuss out. Because it's just, I'm so tired. And my wife's going to take me home this time. She's going to take Sean and I home. Okay. Gosh darn, we got so much stuff we could do. Phone calls coming in. Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, B-Rob.
No, this is Mikey.
This is Mikey?
Even at 7, or excuse me, even at 6:20 at night, people still think that I'm B-Rob. Go ahead.
I just would like to say you need to quit repeating same stuff over and over again when you go to the recordings.
Dude, we've played that one twice.
It's actually the third time, really.
No, it isn't.
Well, you got to count the original.
You mean 9 months ago?
Oh.
How long you been listening, dude?
Quite a while, obviously.
I mean, but how long you been listening today?
Today, since about 8 this morning, on and off during work, and constantly since 5.
That's awesome, dude.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Well, listen, thanks.
All right, man.
Appreciate it. Mikey Show.
Hey, do you guys already have players for Stoner Spelling Bee?
We don't, and we are going to do Stoner Spelling Bee. Eddie, what should we do Stoner Spelling Bee first or Reality Bites first?
We got to do traffic right now first.
All right. Let me get that up.
Running behind schedule.
And let's do some of this.
Rock 105.3 traffic. Brought to you by Sleep Train Mattress Center.
All right, thanks for having me. Your traffic not too bad around the county. Actually, in the East County, you do have a new crash reported southbound 125 near Hamishaw Road. An accident there near the center divide on the 125 southbound. Elsewhere, no relief out of Mission Valley. Got a new crash eastbound 8 right around Fairmont Avenue. It's blocking the number 3 lane. Up and down the coastline, the 5 freeway northbound. Still some slowdown through Del Mar up to the racetrack. Then more stuff getting up towards Carlsbad and Oceanside. Southbound lanes on the 5 got a new crash near Genesee Avenue. So watch out for that as well. For limited time at Mattress Discounters, purchase any select Sealy or Simmons mattress at our everyday low price and get the matching box spring absolutely free plus on approved credit. You'll sleep free for one full year. I'm Mookie. That's traffic on San Diego's Rock Station, Rock 105.3.
Thank you, Mookie. There you go. All right.
Okay, is Rob in there?
Yeah.
Okay, then we can do Stoner Spelling Bee.
We can.
We promoted it, so. Oh. We should probably do it.
All right.
All right, you wasteoids. Get your bongs out and open your dictionary.
What, did you go to weed college?
It's time for the Stoner Spelling Bee.
Far out, man. All right, I'm very disoriented. Ashley.
Yeah?
Perhaps you could help me out. Where's my regular button bar?
Click B bar and it should pop up.
Oh, you're good. Yeah. You're good, you. All right, let's see. Let me get to my stoner one. Here we go. All right, we're ready to go. I need my words. One moment, please.
What's the prize, Eddie?
Good question, Sky.
Thank you. I thought of it all myself.
Double check here. My list of prizes. All right, hang on. I'll have to look.
We're looking for the prizes. Probably movie stuff, right?
No, we got a good prize for this.
Oh, hello.
Well, we're getting people ready to go, so I think we could start. The Stoner Spelling Bee works like this. You have to be at home. I do not want anybody doing this in their car. I don't want anybody doing this at work. You must be at home. You must have a water pipe. You must have tobacco to smoke in your water pipe. This guy's got a big smile on her face. Big cheesy smile on
hey,
her face.
Your mom's sitting right behind me. Can we keep it on the DL, dude? Come on.
You think she hasn't heard the Mikey Show before?
Well, I pretend that she doesn't listen.
There you go.
Okay.
570-1053. If you're going to smoke your bong, you got to call us up. Now, here's how it works. I'm going to give you a word, and if you spell the word correctly, your opponent will have the chance to try to spell a word. If they get it correctly, they win.
I got the prize.
Okay, what is it,
Eddie? Sweet. Rio Chiba 128 MP3 player.
Sweet.
Oh.
Those are awesome.
That's huge.
Yeah.
So you got to call me at 570-1053.
Hey, none of that,
sorry.
Dude. Don't you start that.
I know it. 570-1053. Give me a call right now. And if you are at home and you can smoke your bong, give us a call. Now, if you get the word wrong, you got to take a hit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it works. P1 Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
All right, dude. Let's meet your opponent. Where are you from, Mike?
I'm from Oceanside.
There you go. And on line two, your opponent is there. Is this P1 Joe? Ah, there he is.
No pre-smoking.
Yeah, no pre-smoking, dude.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you can't do the pre-smoke.
Prep.
Can't do the pre-smoke.
Okay. What's happening?
All right, are you guys ready?
Let's do this.
All right. We're going to start with you, P1 Mike. Here we go.
Stoner word number one.
All right, your word is asparagus.
Mm.
Asparagus, widely cultivated for its edible young shoots. Asparagus. Spell that for me, please.
A-S-P-A-R-A-G-U-S.
That is correct. Now we got to go crap. Over to your Whoa. Opponent.
You're not stoned.
This guy's not a stoner.
P1 Joe.